Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Mark Mistretta. I'm the Niagara Regional Director for New York State Parks. And I have to say, this never gets old. Gorgeous summer morning at our flagship park, Niagara Falls. It doesn't get any better. It's just spectacular. And I never have a problem competing with the roar of the falls. I'd much rather hear the roar of the falls than me, but hopefully everyone can hear me. So today, we're going to break ground on a pretty significant project. It's been anticipated, it's very important, and some might say it's really impactful, more so than many of our other projects. It's really the extension of the Crow's Nest Stairs. Now, most of you know where that is, some of you don't. I did a little test. You don't know, but right behind me, there is a narrow walkway from the bottom of the gorge at the base of the tower that comes up to a dead end, literally a crow's nest, a small area that is a phenomenal photo op. It's very popular. And you get up there, but you have to turn around and come back. So it does get congested during our busiest times, and we really think we could do better. And this project is about doing better. What we're excited about is the project we're about to break ground on today is going to provide a venue that is going to offer a view of the falls that nobody has ever had. We're going to build a platform pretty close to the edge. It'll seem like you could almost go out and touch the falls. You can't, of course, but it's going to be that close. And it's going to be spectacular. And I think even the people in Canada will look over and say, you know what? We got to go over there. We got to create these venues where we want people to stay longer, enjoy themselves, and enjoy the area, not just the park, but the city and the area. So we feel we're going to go a long way toward this. There's also another great advantage of this project. Currently, I said we go up and they come down. We're actually going to build the staircase all the way up, not only to the platform I just described, but we're going to daylight the stairs right behind me, right through that rail where that woman in the white shirt's standing. And what that'll allow is a non-mechanical release valve, allow people to come out of the gorge on their own. You don't have to rely on the elevator. And we're pretty excited about that because, again, that in itself is a great experience. Many people have experienced Whirlpool and Devil's Hole stairs, but that's a whole different type of experience. This is something pretty spectacular. So the $9 million project is going to begin right after Labor Day, a week from today. Got to get through the holiday, and then we're going to get underway. So before we get to some of the speakers, I just want to extend a special welcome to some folks here. Our commissioner from our Niagara Parks Commission, Tom Chambers, is here. Tom, thank you for joining us. And certainly our partners at Niagara Falls, and certainly one of the best partners, and they've contributed to this project, is Chris Glynn from the Maid of the Mist and John Szczesinski. Thank you both for being here. Happy to see you, and thank you for your contribution. Delaware North, and certainly, and many of you might not know Chad Pfeiffer in the back. Chad, raise your hand. Chad is the new director over at the Aquarium of Niagara. So our partners, very happy to see you here. This project will impact everybody. We're also joined by many other friends who you'll hear from, but I want to start with my longtime colleague, Bonnie Locke, which she's here on behalf of Governor Kathy Hochul, who has been a wonderful friend to all of us here. Bonnie, please come up, say a few words.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning, everybody. Wonderful, as always, to be here in the great city of Niagara Falls in this wonderful state park. I was happy when I first got the invite to represent the governor here today. I thought we were celebrating crow's feet. And I thought, you know, it's about time that we got our fair share of attention too, you know. Then I put on my glasses, crow's nest. As much as I know or think I know, every day I'm blessed to learn even more and to learn about this wonderful project. All the folks that are involved in making a reality is certainly a credit to all of you who work hard every day and look for opportunities to expand and enhance those experiences for people that are residents of the city, that are residents of this country, from around the world, to enjoy this magnificent wonder of the world. And in this year, the year our governor has called Get Offline and Get Outside, what a wonderful example of that very initiative. More than words, you look around, millions and millions of people that visit here every day to get outside, and you give them the very best reason to be outside and to stay outside and to experience even more by the work you do each and every day. So on behalf of our great governor, I want to bring her greetings, her gratitude, joined by her partners in government, Mayor Ristano and Senator Ord, our Assemblyman Angelo Marinello. Whoa. Deputy, I know. And I was doing so well there, you just throw me off. Deputy Executive Commissioner Tom Allworth, the Niagara Parks team, Mark Mistretta, Angela Birdie, John Percy, our great friend from Destination, Anthony Lavallardo, USA Niagara, Carol Sampson, from NYPA, Chris Glynn, of course, Maid of the Mist, and all of you, thank you. You know, it wasn't that long ago, it was in April, when the governor joined with the mayor and thousands of others not far from here to look directly up to the sky for the once-in-a-lifetime eclipse. Today, we gather to give thanks to this governor, our Western New York governor, and to the private and public supporters of this project to announce the extension of the Crow's Nest, where people will be looking directly at the falls for such breathtaking views. You know, in 2019, then Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul talked about the Maid of the Mist, calling it one of the most iconic parts of the tourism experience here in New York and around the world. Because for generations, people from all walks of life have been able to get an up-close look at the majesty of Niagara Falls, thanks to the Maid of the Mist attraction. Today, that partnership continues with the Glynn family, the Maid of the Mist, Niagara Greenway, Land and Conservation Fund, and of course, state parks. That tradition of people from all walks of life getting up to the majestic falls will be preserved, protected, and extended for generations to come, as there will be a new walk, new stairs, a new overlook structure, ensuring our forever connection with our greatest natural asset, the water, at one, our wonder of the world, here in the city of Niagara Falls and the state of New York. So God bless you all, thank you, and Looking forward to taking that walk someday. Thank you all.
Thank you, Bonnie. Always inspirational. And now I'd like to call up Tom Allworth, who is here on behalf of our pro tempore commissioner, Randy Simons. Tom, please, he's our deputy executive. Please come on up.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, everyone. Bonnie was great. She said, you said it all, Bonnie. Great job. So I'm Tom Allworth, Executive Deputy Commissioner here on behalf of Randy Simons, as Mark pointed out. I want to begin by, of course, thanking the governor, who continues to support parks across the state, not just here, statewide. Just phenomenal support. She's a park user, park supporter, and we thank her. Get offline, get outside. That is what we are all about at State Parks. She said it so well. It's a great tagline. Bonnie used it. I was going to use it too. Everybody can use that. I want to give a shout out to our team here at State Parks. Mark Mistretta, of course, Angela Birdie, Vinny Iacovetti, John Honan, others. Our team, I walked out here this morning early. The place looks great. We put a lot of money here. The governor put a lot of money here, and it's being maintained. It looks terrific, and thank you for all that effort. Obviously, our Congressman Tim Kennedy support, Senator Ort, Assemblymember Morinello, and our mayor of Niagara Falls, Robert Ristaino, thank you all for your support and partnerships. This is actually a very creative project. And again, our team out here came up with this concept. They first floated it in Albany, and we all looked at each other around the table and went, wait, a stairways up the gorge? Really? And then we looked at plans and came to understand it and said, oh my God, this is visionary. And what I love about it is not only is it a way to get out of the gorge without using an elevator, but it also provides a little more intimacy to the gorge itself. These gorge walls actually are ecologically sensitive and important. The history of the gorge is important. So I think going up that stairwell can bring our visitors to a new experience, a new way to experience the water. So without further ado, it is an honor for me to be here. I'm humbled always when I come to Niagara Falls. I always try to make excuses to come as often as possible. It's really nice to be here. Thank you all for being here this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. And I didn't mention the schedule, but I look forward to us all being back here again for the ribbon cutting in 2026, for the 2026 season. So that's what we're aiming for. So before we get on with some additional speakers, a few more acknowledgments. You did hear some of these names already, but I want to make sure they're acknowledged. Anthony Villardo with USA Niagara, thank you. We have John Percy and Andrea Zopp here from Destination Niagara, thank you. And Carol Simpson, thank you for being here again for the New York Power Authority. And then Lisa and Michelle from the Niagara River Greenway, of course, they're in such an important part of this project. One of the things the stair does, it not only connecting, but it's reminiscent of the historic Freedom Trail that the enslaved would come and take to get over to Canada. And Saladin Allah is here with his daughter. We love working with this gentleman, there he is in the back, to talk about these things and figure out how can we make that connection. And so I want to thank Saladin for all his work and his effort in this. And maybe in the future we may have a renaming of the stairs. And I would also like to thank former Congressman Brian Higgins. No, he's not here. But he secured the $2.5 million from the National Park Service Land and Water Conservation Fund to kick off the project back in 2022. So that was a big step in us securing additional funding from the MAID, from parks, from Greenway, a few others. So it's been very helpful. And unfortunately, his successor, Congressman Tim Kennedy, couldn't be here, but he sends his best, and we look forward to his support and working with him in the very near future. And I know he'll be here for the ribbon cutting at some point. So thank you, everyone, for all you do. Really appreciate that. Tom, thank you for acknowledging the park staff. I mean, we work hard, and we really do for everyone's benefit, and it's nice to know it shows. In addition to the folks you mentioned from our capital group, Park Director Brett Newton in the back there, he makes this place hum. Park Operations Manager Lindsay Pretzky, Nancy Bush is here. She's managing the project from Capital under John Honan, and Aaron Zanger also is here. And there's so many other people I won't get into, but thank you. On behalf of management, thank you for everything you're doing. And Tom, hit it. The park looks great. We're going to get to a couple more speakers. Let's see. Senator Ort's next. I should have just looked down the row. Okay. Senator Ort has been a great partner. Please come to the podium. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mark. Well, I want to welcome everybody here. It's certainly an honor always to be in Niagara Falls. Very proud to represent Niagara Falls, Niagara Falls State Park, the city of Niagara Falls. As I was saying to someone when we got here this morning, as we were sort of talking beforehand, I said, you know, this is really the jewel of my district. And I said, you know, it's really the jewel of New York State. I mean, it really, I think sometimes we lose, we're all familiar with the Falls growing up in Western New York or living in Western New York. And it's easy to forget that this is something that people from around the world and certainly from around New York State come to see, even though it's in our own backyard. And we don't want to lose sight of that. We want to come out. It is important that Western New Yorkers come here. I know too many people in Western New York that will say, oh, I didn't even know that was part of Niagara Falls Park, or I didn't know that was in the park, or I haven't been there in so long since I was in school on a field trip. And, you know, we all sort of chuckle and we all know someone like that, but we need to come out. This is in our own backyard. It's a Saturday afternoon. You know, it's a half-day trip or an all-day trip, but it is really breathtaking, as you can see behind me. I'm fortunate that I get to come here for any variety of things, but you never need an excuse to come to Niagara Falls. You're welcome anytime. The best excuse is, of course, behind me. And there's not a whole lot that else can be said. I do want to thank all the partners. I mean, that's the one takeaway. There's a tendency maybe to think, you know, this is a state park, New York State. Obviously, New York State does fund, you fund these projects. But it really, you heard all the partners, the Glynn family, Maid of the Mist, the City of Niagara Falls, the Power Authority, the Aquarium. There are a lot of partners that help make the park the experience that it is. And we don't want to lose sight of that because we couldn't do all the things without those partners. And so I want to thank all of them, certainly my colleague, who you're going to hear from, Angelo Morinello. There's probably no bigger Niagara Falls backer than him. I try to just be close to him, but he's definitely the best. And I certainly want to thank the governor. And I do think it's important to take away is that anytime we're taking tax dollars and reinvesting them here, that is a positive, that is a net positive for all of us. That is a net positive for the people of New York State. To me, that is all, we're always gonna get that return on that investment by putting money into the city of Niagara Falls and into this park. You can just see behind me, look at all the folks who are here today. It's Tuesday, right? I have to go back to work. Some of you have to go back to work. These folks are all here. They're spending their day here, and that's before we have these improvements completed. So I've been at the top there. I didn't know it was even called the Crow's Nest. I just knew it was a spot to walk up and get a photo. But it is, it's a little narrow. It's a little tight up there. So I'll be looking forward to those improvements when they're done, and certainly happy to support those funds and future funds coming into Niagara Falls State Park to make the experience even more friendly and accessible, and to bring more people to the city of Niagara Falls, and hopefully when they leave here they will stay in the city of Niagara Falls for an afternoon, for an evening, or for a weekend. So I know the mayor is working on that continuously, and you're going to hear from him, no doubt, before this press conference is over. But thank you for being here today, and God bless.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. The senator described Assemblyman Morinello perfectly, an avid supporter of this region of Niagara Falls and certainly of parks. Angelo, please come up. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning. I want to thank Governor Kathy Hochul for her continued support of the projects of this park. But there are many partners, and what does it show you? There is no I in team. This takes an entire team to keep this going. The employees, Destination Niagara, USA Niagara, and everyone who supports it. What is really interesting is in the past 8 years, what they have done, the state of New York and their plan is to take a state park and move it into the city. And how do they do that? They take down the barriers. There was a non-native forest blocking the view, took it out. There was a wall, they took it out. Over the last 8 years, they have, being the parks and the state, added at least 4 ingress egress points to the city from the park. There's one by the rapids. There'll be another project coming which will give you a better view. But what does this all tell you? It tells you that we are progressing. It's telling you that we have embraced Mother Nature. This beautiful attribute that we have has been preserved, and it will continue to be preserved. The crow's nest, they've talked about it. But what's going to be the most interesting is the walkway and how it is going to blend in with nature. It is going to be attached to the wall in a way that it does not obscure the beauty that is there. I don't want to talk too much more because they say if you give me the microphone, you'll end up leaving, okay? But I want to also compliment Destination Niagara and John Percy. And why? Because during the pandemic, he created, with all the city leaders, a program which was come to the open spaces. The rest of the country was shut down. The world was shut down. Yet we fared better than any other area in the country because people came. Came because they walked the gorge. Came because of the open spaces. Came with all the beauty that we have. And this is what our governor is capitalizing on. It's get outside, put the tablets down. Come look at what we have. Yes, we don't have mechanical attractions. We don't need mechanical attractions, although some dispute me with that. But what we have is what areas would give most anything they could to have what we have. So with that being said, I want to thank my colleague, Senator Ort, who is always pushing to assist in funding the park budget to assist this. Made it a mist. They have been a stable part of this community for 80 years, Chris? 90? How many? It's been a while, okay? But in all honesty, please, start telling people how beautiful it is. Let's get those in the city who are the naysayers to at least come and take a walk. Come and see what we have. Come and enjoy nature. That will be what our salvation is, and this is the direction we have to go. Again, thank you to our governor, all the partners, all the employees, and everyone who works together, tearing down silos so that we can be one. Thank you again. Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
A good friend to the parks. Thank you so much. And finally, our hometown mayor, Mayor Restaino. So happy you're here today to speak to the gang. We're so thrilled at our partnership and everything that's going on between the city and the state.
Good morning, everyone. You know, I come out to the state park often, and I always think to myself, what a fabulous place this is. And there's so many great views, and it's just a wonderful place to sit and reflect, walk about, and really enjoy nature. few years back when the plans for this extension of the Crow's Nest came, I remember saying to the staff, oh my God, they're actually going to put something even more incredible in the park. And so that'll happen. It'll happen, as you've heard from so many of the other speakers, it'll happen because of all the partnerships, the opportunity for us to again grow this park in a way that will make the experiences for the guests and for locals even more special. I can't tell you how many times I have said to her, as well as to many members of her staff, how much I appreciate the governor's concern about the city of Niagara Falls, and most especially this state park. And I want you to know, and I know I have a former mayor, maybe there are others, but I know I at least have one former mayor here in Senator Ort, but I have to tell you something. Being the mayor of the city of Niagara Falls is absolutely fabulous. I enjoy my job every day. The ability to say that I am the mayor of a city that has this is rare. It's rare in our state, and it's rare in our country. And I want to thank all of the people who make this beautiful thing special for everyone. And this project will even increase that beauty. So I want to thank the vision of our state parks partners, and the fact that 2026, I'm going to get some of the greatest pictures I've ever had there. So again, thank you so much for your work.
All right, thank you, Mayor.
Okay, we're almost there. We're almost to the groundbreaking, but just one more round of thank yous. I really want to emphasize that this project was very complicated. It took a lot of professional minds to figure out how to get from down there all the way up here in one of the harshest environments you can imagine. You see that during the winter? Sometimes there's 10 to 15 feet of ice built up down there. We had to figure it out, and we had the right team. So our capital group worked hard with WSP as the lead consultant, McMahon and Mann, Fisher, and Arcadis. And with this team and working with our professionals, we really came up with an exciting solution. And everyone from geologists to environmentalists to structural civil engineers, planners, we had every gamut on it. But we have representatives from all of them here today, and I want to sincerely thank you for all the hard work. I was in on all those meetings. It was quite a process. A lot of yin and yang, you know, a lot of creative tension, but we got to a great solution. And finally, I want to thank Cerrone. Mark Cerrone will be the general contractor. We are working with them on a couple other projects. We've worked with them in the past, and we're excited that they won this bid. We're going to wish them the best. It's complicated, and we're happy that they're on board.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.